I think the last, it's like I've sneezed and the last 2 months have just like escaped me. Joey and Zorro got in a bit of a fight and, you know, Zorro's lost an ear and I see this like fake horse and Joey's like, no, that is my human. And then all the other chickens were like, oh my goodness, what is this thing that has arrived in the coop? Sorry, I'm on chicken Instagram. Hello everybody and welcome back to my podcast, Esme's Country Life. In today's episode, we have a lot to talk about. Joey's in hospital, I'm doing Vlogmas this year. But anyway, before we get into all of that, I just want to say a huge thank you to the sponsor of the podcast, RedPost. RedPost is an equestrian and country store based in the UK, but they also ship all over the world. And guys, I feel like I can officially say that it is Christmas. I mean, we're now in December. The clock is ticking. If you need to get yourself presents for your friends and family, so be sure to head over to RedPost. They do everything for your equestrian needs, for country needs as well. So maybe your friend or your boyfriend or someone like that has a hole in their welly. They need some new wellies. Anyway, any other things you need to get them for Christmas, head over to redpostequestrian.co.uk. Anyway, let's get in. I feel like the first thing I really kind of need to address or talk about is last week's episode. If you haven't listened to that, then I feel like everything happened in that. There was laughs, there was tears. But yeah, first of all, I just want to say that I'm all good. I am fine. In that episode, I talked a lot about hate in the equestrian world and that kind of thing where, I did get... got a little bit emotional at times, so don't worry, that all like the worst of it all happened a long time ago. I'm a 22 year old grown woman. I'm okay, I'm fine. I really wanted to make that video or that podcast not for myself, but I know a lot of young equestrians, like especially really young and that are new to the equestrian world and new to social media, have faced a lot of hate, and I just wanted to make that video just to, I don't know, put it out there. And I had such sweet messages from you all. So I just want to say a huge thank you. And that episode like really helped some of you guys. And, you know, that's why I do this. It really melted my heart. So yeah, thank you so much. And the other thing that I really wanted to talk about is it is that time of year again. I feel like this year has gone so quickly. And this is actually my first year having a podcast. When did I start this? I think I started it in like March, February, March, around that kind of time of year. But anyway, this is my first year where people are reposting that Esme's Country Life, the podcast, is their top podcast on Spotify. And oh my goodness, like it's so incredible seeing like you guys post it on your stories saying that, you know, my podcast was their top podcast and all the hours that you guys have listened to. So yeah, thank you so, so much. That is incredible. I feel like we might need to have like a little celebration when the podcast turns one. I don't know, should we do like a little party, maybe get some cake? I mean, I'll be the only one. Well, I'll give it to my friends and family as well. But I mean, I unfortunately can't send you like virtual cake through the internet. That would be fun though. But no, I feel like that could be fun. Also, going into 2024, I would love to get a new podcast studio. I mean, I think we should like change the background because I feel like it's still very 2018 Esme. I think that's when I made this background. It was back when I was still in school. And you know, we do have the fairy lights, got the rose gold horseshoes. I know a lot of you guys listen to this podcast in like audio form rather than watching it on the video form on YouTube, but for you guys that watch it on YouTube, I'm actually for the audio listeners, I'm going to describe to you, I kind of have already described to you what the kind of podcast studio is looking like. It's kind of my old backdrop when I used to do like more like sit down talking videos, but anyway, I feel like it needs a bit of a revamp, so I don't know what we're going to do with that. Also, one thing that I would quite like to have in the podcast studio is to have it a little bit warmer, because we're currently like basically in a garage. I'm in my parents' garage. Very glamorous. Sometimes we do get like a little heater next to me. We haven't cracked out the heater yet. I mean, I'm filming this, so tomorrow is the first day of December, so it's getting, I feel like the last couple of days, sorry, I'm being very British here talking about the weather, but the last couple of days, oh my goodness, what has happened? It's like suddenly got so cold. Also, I just feel like this year has gone so fast in general. I feel like yesterday was September. I think it's like I've sneezed and the last 2 months have just like escaped me. I don't know, I feel like the last couple of months. Like a month feels like a week. And I know that they say that when you get older and you become an adult, that time goes so quickly. But I don't know, the last couple, where have they gone? They've disappeared. I think it's because this time of year is like the crazy, busy, wild time of year for me with my job. I always tell, I've got a lot of friends that are farmers, and for them, their busy season is obviously harvest. So I always say at the moment, it is the social media harvest. It's the time where all the brands want stuff for Black Friday. Everyone wants content. Everyone is going on holidays or like vacation or that kind of thing. Like it's the holiday season. So a lot of people have time off work. So more people have time to watch my videos and that kind of thing. So this year is the first year I have ever done Vlogmas. Now, I often try to post like loads of videos or as many videos as possible during December because I know a lot of people have time off for Christmas and that kind of thing. And also, I feel like December is just a really good time to put a lot of content out because the weather is horrible outside. Well, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, you guys in the Southern Hemisphere, Australia, New Zealand, the rest of you, you guys are having a great time out in the sunshine. But over here, it is freezing. It is cold. It gets dark at 4 p.m. And it's just a little bit miserable. So I feel like more people are like wanting to be at home, wrapped up in their blankie, watching a bit of YouTube, that kind of, I mean, that's me. Light a little candle, have a hot chocolate, that kind of thing. Nice little evening in. Light a fire, that kind of thing. But anyway, so yeah, I always try to post more videos in December. And I have been doing YouTube since I was 15. And I'd say around 2016, 2017 was probably the time where I was posting like once a week. Yeah, I think it was ever since I hit 10,000 subscribers in 2017 was when I started posting every single week, every single Friday, and I haven't stopped since. So it's been a while that I've been doing, you know, this internet thing. But I thought, you know what, this year, I think I can try and make Vlogmas work and actually call it Vlogmas. Because before, as I said before, I posted like a lot of videos. There have been times where I posted like 3 times a week in December. But this time, I'm doing it. I think a lot of the time I didn't do it before because I feel like Vlogmas has changed a little bit over the years. When I first started watching YouTube back in the good old days, I say that it was probably only like, you know, I'd say just under 10 years ago, I want to say. Anyway, a lot of YouTubers would do Vlogmas, and what Vlogmas basically was back then was vlogging every single day of your life in December and posting it. So it was always different YouTuber to YouTuber. My favourite vlogs that I would always watch, which I loved, were Zoe Sugg or Zoella. She, like, her Christmas vlogs were great. They were like the highlight. Although I say that, I feel like having Vlogmas where it's like a 20-minute vlog from your favourite YouTuber and then like everyone else does it as well, it was quite difficult to keep up on actually. So I quite like that I'm not actually posting every day, and it's not going to be a Christmassy video, and it's also not going to be a kind of like vlog of what I got up to in my life. So it kind of isn't Vlogmas, but it still is, if that makes sense. Because I wanted to make it the most entertaining, best content for you guys. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to be posting on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, so 3 videos a week, and then the podcast obviously on the Sunday as always. So that's like 4 main channel videos, and then obviously posted on all my other socials as well. Maybe I should do like a little like Vlogmas where I kind of vlog every day of my life but on like my other socials, like maybe TikTok. I don't know. That could be fun, although I think that would be so it sounds easy, but I feel like there'll be some days where I'm like, hi guys, today I'm spending the whole day at my computer editing, and that was my day. Hope you enjoyed. Like, it just wouldn't be that interesting. And also there are some parts of my life where that are like personal, where I kind of like don't show, like when I'm hanging out with my boyfriend and my boyfriend's family, or seeing my grandparents, and I don't know, things like that. So maybe not, but I could try and like post. I mean, I do try and post more regularly on those socials, but anyway, so yes, I'm kind of doing Vlogmas. Also, I didn't want the videos to all be Christmassy, because if not, I feel like what happens is YouTubers do this where it's like December, they post like almost as much content as they would for the rest of the year. And then if somebody comes to their channel and wants to watch some of their old videos, all of their videos are Christmassy. And I understand that not everybody celebrates Christmas. So I thought in December, loads of people post Christmassy content anyway. I'm going to obviously post some. Like, I posted my decorating the cottage for Christmas video, and I did my Christmas gift guide video. So if you haven't seen those, what are you doing? go and watch them after this podcast. Or if actually a lot of you quite like to listen to the podcast as you go to sleep. So if you're going to sleep, do that. Sleep is more important than watching my videos. It's very important. Or some people like listen to the podcast on a car journey. So if you're on a car journey and you're going somewhere fun, hope you have a great time. Actually, quite a few of you might be listening to this as you're driving down to family for Christmas and that kind of thing. Oh, that's exciting. I don't know, just the thought of that. Like me and my dad, it's become a tradition now, especially as the London International Horse Show, we drive there. Back when it used to be Olympia, we'd always get the train. But anyway, we drive there now and we have we try and get all of our content done before we go to the London International Horse Show. So anyway, we have a tradition where on the last day, when we're driving home, we get in the car, we put on Driving Home for Christmas, and the two of us will scream sing it at the top of our lungs. So that is our Christmas tradition. I'd love to actually, let me know in the comments if you're listening to this on a provider that allows you to leave comments, basically if you're watching this on YouTube. Leave me a comment. I would love to hear what your like Christmas traditions are, because I feel like our family actually has quite a few very different ones, or like new ones that we've made over the years. So something that we often do is a Christmas quiz, because I feel like there's always that time on Christmas Day, you know, you do the presents, you do the dinner. There's always that kind of like time where everyone's like, all right, what do we do now? Although we do love, our family love a Christmas walk, like you walk off your Christmas dinner. I don't actually, it kind of depends year to year, like what time we have our Christmas dinner, because some families don't have it until like the evening. My family, we could not wait that long. Like, we're just like, no, we need the food. So we often have ours, what time? Would you say like 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock? Yeah, like, and that's like late for my family. In my family, me, my mum and my dad, actually, and Max probably when he's here, he's at uni, but the three of us, we have our lunch, I'd say anywhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. If it's after 12 o'clock, then that's a late lunch for us, because we're all such early people. Sometimes, actually, it depends if we have like a mid-morning snack. I am one of those people. I have to eat little but often. I can't eat like a lot in one go, but I am a snacker. So if I don't have my lunch at like 11:30, I have to have a little snack to keep me going, like a banana or something. Anyway, so how have I got onto snacks? I mean, we do love a good snack. Actually, the other day, oh no, I don't know if I should say this or not. You know when you just get really, really hangry? It was like one of those, I worked myself too hard the day before, and my dad's nodding. He's like, oh yep, she's telling this story. And I just, you know when you just feel really, really upset and you're really, really hungry? I just like burst into tears. My dad was like, oh my gosh, Esme, what's wrong? What's wrong? And that day I hadn't had a snack. I hadn't had time to have a snack. I was too busy working. I just turned around and looked at him and I just went, I don't think I can live without snacks. It was something along those lines. And because my mum and dad's house just doesn't have good enough snacks. I feel like some people relate to me with this. I feel like there are sometimes you just want a certain snack and it's not there. It's just really sad. So I'm now packing my own snacks. That's one thing I've never really done, which I've started to do recently, which has been quite fun. Because obviously I live in the cottage and then I kind of commute 4 minutes down the road to my parents' house. I've started to have like a work bag now, which is quite nice. So I like can bring, you know, my work iPad and laptop and that kind of thing to the cottage and back and that kind of thing. But anyway, maybe I really need to start putting some snacks in my little work bag. So that could be good fun. Snacks, Chris. Oh yeah, we're talking about Christmas. Sorry. We had a whole little snack interlude, but there we go. Back to, yeah, Christmas. So yeah, we have a Christmas dinner at what, 2 o'clock? And then, oh yeah, Christmas quiz traditions. Sorry, that was a real, you know me, this podcast, I love to go off topic. And you know what? I'm not even mad about it. We're talking about snacks today. Sorry, back to Christmas quiz. So yeah, my brother Max, he always does a Christmas quiz for us, which is honestly one of the highlights, because we do so many different like funny rounds. Like there's always like a what's happened this year, general knowledge. There's always one like about horses, which is always fun that he does for me. We're a Formula One family as well. Like a lot of my family are really into Formula One and watch like all the races. So sometimes there's like a Formula One round or like a car round. What other rounds do we have? There's like a maths one as well. So it's a bit like if any of you have watched Countdown, there's often that. which I always dedicate one of my team members to do that for me, because I don't get me wrong, I did very well in my maths GCSE. I got like a 7 or something. I worked so hard for that. But I am dyslexic, even though algebra has got letters in, but I don't know. I have very slow processing. So I am that person. If I do maths, I have to write it down. Or sometimes it sounds bad, but sometimes I do still have to use my fingers to like count on them. But I'm just a very visual person. That's just how my brain works. So if I do any mathematical calculations, I do have to write it down. Also, anything time related, like time pressured, oh my goodness, it brings me so much stress. I remember there was like a little, every now and again, I send reels or shorts or TikToks or whatever to my brother. And there was one that I sent him the other day, and it was, I feel like a very niche topic of people will know what I mean when I talk about this, but there was this Mario game that we used to play on our Nintendo DSs, and it was like the little Mario mini games, and they were all under like a time limit, so you had to do it before the clock ran out. And it was something along the lines of doing these games, you don't know real stress until you've done these mini games with the time limit, and oh my goodness, that would stress me out. So anything with a time limit, I just panic. I panic. I can't do it. Anyway, so yeah, that was a little fun fact. Sorry, back to the Christmas quiz. Our favourite round of the Christmas quiz, because my grandparents, one set of them live next door, we often have a lot of very interesting quotes. So we often do guess the quote. So sometimes you have to fill in the blank of the quote, or like the funny phrase or saying or catchphrase. And then other times, or sometimes it's 2 points actually, you get one for filling in the blank and one for guessing who said the quote. So that's always quite a funny one. What other ones? I saw a video online. It was like fun Christmas games to do with your family. And I feel like I am like a game person. Like I love doing little mini games or board. I think it's because I'm quite competitive. I do get quite competitive. I can't remember if our team won last year. Oh, one of our favourite things that we did last year for the first time ever. This is not a new tradition. No, it is a new tradition. It's not like a normal one that we do. We all got gingerbread, and then we had to pick a name out of the hat, and you'd pick a family member, and then you had to make the gingerbread person, man, woman, whatever you wanted to be. We had to make that into whoever's name we pulled out of the hat, which I feel like you could do it in two different ways. I mean, you could make it, if your art skills are bad, or if your art skills are good, whatever. It could be quite insulting if you accidentally made that person look absolutely awful. I got my brother last year, so that was quite funny. And he was also, I think he was the judge, so he said that mine won because I did him. So, you know, I feel like that was a little bit rigged. But I think it's because we didn't have enough gingerbread men or gingerbread people. I don't really know which one you're supposed to say nowadays, but anyway. There wasn't enough gingerbread to go around, so we had a missing person. But anyway, that was really good fun. We got like all the icing, all the toppings. I mean, at the end of it, I feel like we all just scraped all the toppings and the icing off because it was a lot of rainbow colours. And I sometimes find, you know, the little icing in like the little gel kind of squeezy tubes, I just don't think they taste that nice. I'm definitely more of a buttercream kind of girl when it comes to toppings of cakes and things like that. But anyway, that was really good fun. Also, I made a chocolate house last year because my boyfriend doesn't like gingerbread. So we actually decided, you know what? I found a little, because I really wanted to make a gingerbread house, and I found a chocolate house kit online. And I was like, oh, we're going to have to do that. Because number one, I actually think the chocolate of, it was like solid chocolate and you like put it all together, I think that was actually easier than constructing a gingerbread house. Although there are some places where I'm pretty sure you can get like a gingerbread house fully assembled rather than having to do like a IKEA kind of flat pack furniture, but with gingerbread. I remember one year actually we did that, and so this is a really odd thing to remember, but I feel like you always remember things when it's a bit painful. But anyway, I made the mistake of getting too excited and touching, because we used melted sugar, which can get very, very hot, and I had like a big blister on my finger. That wasn't very fun. But yeah, they're pretty much most of our Christmas traditions. We often go for a little walk around the village, sometimes go and say hi to the neighbours, that kind of thing. But yeah, they are our Christmas traditions. Oh my goodness, I can't believe we haven't talked about this yet, but we need to talk about Joey. Now, if you have watched Friday's video, you will know that Joey is currently in hospital and he is still in hospital. You're probably thinking, Esme, why are you so chill about this? I think it's because he's been in hospital for quite a few weeks. How long has he been? Like 2 weeks? 2-3 weeks? He's been in for 3 weeks now. So I feel like my brain has processed that my horse is in hospital. However, all of the vets are really, really happy with how he's progressing. He's doing the best that he can do, and he will make a full recovery. So it's not like last time where we didn't know if he was going to live. We didn't know if he was ever going to be ridden again. We didn't know if he was ever going to be able to jump again. But this time, it's all good. He's just having a very, very, very expensive holiday or vacation in a very expensive place. But if you watch the video, you'll know that basically he's cut himself again. That boy is so accident prone. And do you know what's really ironic? Is the date where they think he's going to get discharged or be able to go back home is the exact date that he injured himself last year. It's like, oh my goodness. Like, all the vet nurses are like, this year's gone so fast. I can't believe he's back in again. Like, it's been a year and he's back. And I was like, I know, it's really embarrassing. My poor horse has gone and hurt himself again. Like, I feel like once, you know, like also, before doing YouTube, I have never had a horse in hospital before. This is the first time. Like, well, last year was the first time. This is the second time. I think it's a Joey thing. Because I think he must have cut himself on his own shoes with his back legs. And we think he just went wild in the field that day. And we don't know if it's because our neighbours had fireworks or if he was just feeling really fresh that day, because you guys have seen videos of him bucking. He can put his legs above his head and bust some moves. So I don't know if maybe because the weather was getting a bit chillier, he was getting a bit more spicy. But anyway, that boy is going to be turned out in full-on boots. Lemieux have very kindly sent us some turnout boots. And we think we're probably going to have to put a sausage boot back on him, which he used to have when he was a little five-year-old baby, because he's just always been very much one of those horses which are a little bit uncoordinated with their legs, Bambi on ice, that kind of thing. So he used to wear a sausage boot because he would actually, this is another way the vet thinks that he has hurt himself. He would rest one of his back legs kind of on the other back leg. And we don't know if he spooked or ran and then literally just trod on himself. So maybe he did that. But anyway, that boy is going to be wrapped up in bubble wrap. So I don't know what I'm going to do with that horse. Because it wasn't like what we maybe thought it was before, like on the fence or anything like that, because he was literally in like a electric fence paddock. And anyway, Joey, he's going to be getting better. Also, I haven't actually really explained why he's in hospital. So he is in hospital because he's currently in a cast, which at first sounded very dramatic when we were talking to the vets and I first heard about the injury and everything. Don't you worry, I was bawling my eyes out. I was like, my poor baby has got to go in hospital for 3 weeks. Actually, a little bit longer now. But anyway, so the reason why they put him in a cast is because he's basically cut himself in a really difficult place. So when he walks, the wound opens. So we've had to put him in a cast kind of on his fetlock pastern kind of area. So basically it means that Joey can't bend his pastern joint because that's where the cut is. And also we don't have to worry about it because it's not hit any tendons. We don't have to worry about it getting, well, he's still on antibiotics, don't worry, we don't want any infections or anything like that, but we don't have to worry about all the horrible stuff that happens when you hit a tendon. So that's all good. It could have been a lot worse like last time. So it's just going to take a little while. And the vets do say, like, once he's healed, he's healed. He's also sound as a pound. Like, he's completely sound. If it wasn't for the cut, you'd think he was just a normal horse. I mean, that if you look at Joey, there probably isn't that much that's normal about him. He is one in a million, that is for sure. But anyway, he's having lots of fun with all the vets and vet nurses, having all the attention, and they've said he's been so good. Now, I don't know if they just say that because, you know, they want to be nice, being like, oh yeah, he's been really well behaved, but everyone has said so far that he's been so well behaved, so good. They actually said, like, he's actually happier when there's no horses in there because he gets all the attention and there's no, like, competition. Because there was, for about a week, I think. There weren't really any other horses in there. Sometimes there'd be a few that would come in for a day for surgery and then go home again. But Joey's actually made a friend. His name is Zorro. He is a like fake horse head, which gives a little bit, it's a bit uncanny valley. It looks a bit creepy. So it looks like a horse, but not quite, you know. It's a bit like with, you know, those robots, or I think some people get that with Mark Zuckerberg. But anyway, Zorro, unfortunately, and Joey have got into a little bit of a fight lately, the vets were saying. I don't know if I said this in the video or not, because I can't, there's so much we've like filmed and not put up yet, or filmed and that kind of thing. Last Friday was the only time I've kind of really told you guys, because I wanted to make sure that he was going to be all right, all that kind of stuff. So I could be like, look, he's going to be out of hospital soon. Don't worry, everything is fine. So that's why, and also it takes a while to actually film a video, edit it, upload it, all that kind of stuff. So, and I wanted to announce it in like a full YouTube video as well, so I can explain to you guys the healing process and he's going to get better and why he's in hospital, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, so him and Zorro had a bit of a fight. When the vets changed Joey's dressings, which actually happens quite regularly, which is one of the reasons why he's in hospital, because if not, it's just easier for the vets and if they need to get it off quick. So anyway, they walk Joey up and down the kind of barn hallway. What's it called? Yeah, like the barn hallway. I feel like there's a special name for it, but we don't really have barns that much in the UK. So anyway, the little track up and down, and Zorro was on the side. Now, Joey can, you know, he likes to play the kissing game sometimes with other horses, where he kind of puts his head in their face and then they move away and then he gets a little bit closer. It's kind of like a little, I'll talk about the kissing game in a sec, because Duke and Casper have been doing the kissing game and oh my goodness, it's the cutest thing. Anyway, so Joey went to, you know, give Zorro a friendly boop. Now, most horses that are real that Joey gives his friendly boop to move out the way. Now, Zorro obviously is a fake horse. He cannot move. So when Joey gave him a friendly boop, Zorro slipped and fell onto the ground, leaving a big crash, and a little bit of Zorro's ear might have fallen off. So when I came for visiting hours, as usual in the evening, to go and say hello to Joey, all the vet nurses were like, oh, Esme, have you heard? Joey and Zorro got in a bit of a fight and, you know, Zorro's lost an ear. And I was like, oh my goodness, I am so sorry. My naughty child has gone and destroyed your property, hurt poor Zorro. Anyway, it was just a friendly little boop. And yeah, Zorro crashed down to the ground. So he's still friendly with Zorro. Me and my dad, actually, I feel like this is really mean, but we were kind of like joking about it. I was like, what would happen if I just like, you know, walk over to Zorro and pretend to give him a treat? And Joey was just staring at me, but don't worry, I gave Joey the treat. He was fine. Maybe that's why it was like, Zorro, I need to you've been stealing attention. Because obviously I went over to see this like fake horse. And Joey's like, no, that is my human. Anyway, Joey has been very well behaved. The vet nurse has also said that there was one time they were on their lunch break and they just popped their head through the barn to see what's happening. Shouted Joey, and normally Joey pops his little head out. They shouted Joey and he wasn't there. So they all went like running over being like, oh my goodness. And Joey was lying there, sound asleep, snoring with his mouth hanging out. And yeah, apparently he's got like a bit of a routine in hospital where he has a good old snooze at about midday. So there we go. That is Joey's adventures in hospital. I'll keep you updated. Hopefully Zorro keeps his last remaining ear. But I think they now know that when they're leading Joey up and down, not to let him get too close to the poor guy. Oh yeah, the kissing game. So I don't actually know who started the kissing game. I think Joey is probably the ringleader. I think he started the kissing game and he's taught it to all the other horses. So the kissing game, it's normally between two horses. Joey sometimes does this over the fence to Mickey and Duke. Sometimes he does it to Casper. But anyway, Casper and Duke have been doing it recently. And I feel like Casper and Duke have got a newfound friendship. If you've been watching the channel for a while, you might know that when Duke first came along, Casper absolutely hated him. He would, my mum said, if Casper could hiss, he would hiss at Duke. Now, Casper has always been a bit of a sensitive boy. I think he got bullied at the place where we bought him from. He was the smallest horse there, and he was with all these like 17 hand hunt horses, something along those lines, in this big barn. And it was like a loose barn as well, like a cattle barn. And anyway, apparently they would bully him, and he was a little bit bullied. So he might have not had the best start in life. So he's always been quite sensitive. And like, Duke is the most harmless little guy ever. But also Duke is fearless. So putting those two combinations together, there's Duke that always goes into Casper's personal space, even though Casper's like, boy, I'm pinning my ears back, don't come near me. And Duke's always like, hello, I want to be your friend. Oh, you're pinning your ears back, that doesn't matter. I still want to say hello. I'm just in my happy little world. So anyway, that often involves Casper just like looking the most grumpy horse in the world. And then Duke's just like, hello. I think Duke also is a little bit of a wind up. Like, he knows that he like kind of annoys Casper a little bit. Anyway, Duke and Casper have found a newfound friendship while Joey's been in hospital, because they've been in fields next to each other. And anyway, Casper kind of stands with his head over the fence, and little Duke comes trotting up, kind of stands near Casper, and Casper kind of like looks at him, gives him the side eye, and then he's like, okay, I'll let you stand with me. And they kind of just stand there staring at each other. And then one of them, I don't know who normally starts, I haven't really watched from the start, but one of them, sometimes it's Duke, sometimes it's Casper, will kind of just nudge their little nose over and just go, I'm just going to give you a little kiss on the cheek. And then the other one goes, I'm just going to give you a little kiss on the cheek. And then the other one kind of like moves a little bit out of the way and kind of swerves the kiss. And it's basically who can be the first person to kiss the other horse, or the other horse to kiss the other horse. And do you know what it makes me think of? I don't know if you, it's difficult to explain in audio because I want to use my hands. But if you guys know the slap game, I feel like this might not be a good game to talk about, but it's where you put your hands together, the other person puts their hands together, and one person is the slapper. Maybe I should come up with a better name for that. One person is the person that gives them a little tap. There we go. So they give the other person like a little tap, and the other person has to move out of the way. Now you get free tap if you move your hands out of the way and the person doesn't actually go for a tap. So anyway, it's a bit like that. And they love it. They will do it for hours. Mickey likes to do it, but instead of going for a kiss, he goes for a lick. So he tries to lick the other horse. I mean, it's great fun. Sometimes I'll just be editing. I'll look out the window in the office and I can just see them. And they're just doing it for hours and hours on end. And they just love it. So there we go. Actually, this hasn't happened for a while. Lift the flap. So if you don't know what Lift the Flap is, this is another game the horses like to play. And this is especially between Mickey and Duke. So I don't know how this game started. I think I've talked about it once before, but I don't think I've ever talked about it on the podcast. So normally, it looks so dodgy and so weird and so like disgusting. So Mickey has a rug on and he picks up the front of his rug with his mouth and lifts it up. Basically, like he's flashing Duke. It's so weird. And then he comes, kind of picks it up and he kind of shakes it around. And then he kind of looks at Duke and he kind of like nods his head and he goes, come on, Duke, come on, Duke, come on, lift my flap, lift my flap. And then Duke comes along, takes the front of Mickey's rug in his mouth, lifts it up. And then Mickey pins his ears back, opens his mouth like he's going to bite Duke, doesn't actually bite him, it's like a play fight kind of thing, and then chases Duke around the field. And then he does it again. He goes, Mickey lifts up his flap, he kind of paws his leg as well, like, come on, look at my flap, come on, lift it up. And then Duke comes and lifts it up, and then they just run around the field. And sometimes Duke proper gets hold of Mickey's rug and like tears it to bits, kind of, you know, literally hangs on to Mickey's rug, almost lifting up his like front legs. So that is a really funny game. I think I have a few videos of it on my phone, but they haven't played it for a while. Maybe, you know, the kissing game, that's where it's at nowadays. You know, lift the flap, that was last winter. You know, come on, Esme, get with it. So yeah, they are the fun games that my horses like to play in the field at the moment. I'll keep you updated if Lift the Flap makes a return, or if there's a new game. I feel like they're going to come up with something. There was once, I think it was like Chase the Branch. I think Mickey just ended up picking up a branch in his mouth and was chasing Duke with this branch. Oh, the funniest thing was once I put a new rug on Mickey and it was a really bright one. This is before we had Duke, when he used to be out with Casper and Joey. And Casper and Joey, I don't know if they thought Mickey was a new horse because he had this bright rug on. But oh my gosh, I've never seen them horse around like that before. They were like chasing him and they were all squealing and bucking. And it was almost like Casper and Joey were scared of Mickey, like they were running away from him. It's like, oh my gosh, have you guys seen that video on the internet of there's that chicken that got, sorry, I'm on chicken Instagram. This is where I'm at. Me and my mum send each other reels of chickens. Anyway. It's a really sad story. There was this chicken, it was bullied. All the other chickens were like pecking out its feathers. So the owners of this chicken got a vest for the chicken to wear. I'm pretty sure it was like a high-vis vest. And they thought, oh, it won't be able to have its feathers picked out because it's got a vest on. And then all the other chickens were like, oh my goodness, what is this thing that has arrived in the coop? And they were terrified of the chicken with the high vis. And this chicken obviously it got a proper ego boost because it was running around and everyone was running away from it. It probably thought, oh yeah, I've grown some chicken muscles and everyone's scared of me. I'm the new chicken around town. But yeah, it just made me think of that. So there we go. I'll keep you updated on chicken talk or chicken reels if there's any other interesting things happening. But that has to be one of my favourite videos. The one other thing that I thought I would have to talk about, which I feel like has just kind of become into Casper's routine lately. I always have interesting stories to tell you about the horses. And I feel like this one, Casper's actually been doing a while and I haven't actually told you yet. Now, Casper has got into this habit. I don't know if it's a bad habit or a good habit or whatever, but it's interesting, that's for sure. I've never had a horse do this before. He's the only one that does this as well. Every morning when you go to feed them, because obviously nowadays it gets, you know, their breakfast time, it's dark outside. It doesn't get light until what, like 7:30, 8 o'clock nowadays, being in the middle of winter. But anyway, when the horses go and get their breakfast, when the lights turn on, you know, they all do this thing that I call blinky blinky, where they blink their eyes because obviously it's very bright. Now, everyone normally pokes their head out. It's like, oh, what's going on? What's going on? Hello, I want the attention. Casper, on the other hand, goes to the corner of his stable. He does this every time and has a wee. Now, you know, once or twice you'd think, okay, this is a bit interesting. But it's every time, without fail, every morning. It's kind of like almost Casper's like, oh, I've woken up. Oh, do you know what I need? I need a wee. Which, to be fair, I feel like most humans do that. The first thing you do when you wake up in the morning is go to the toilet. Now, I don't think many YouTubers talk about that when they do their morning routine. They talk about their lemon water and 5 hours of yoga. But anyway, back to Casper's wee-wee habits. Sorry, that was such an odd sentence. Yeah, only on the Esme's Country Life podcast. Anyway, back to Casper. Yeah, he does it every morning when the lights go on. And also, we often put the horses in the winter just before it gets dark, because if you try and put Joey in when it's dark, he gets a little bit feisty. He gets a little bit excited. He gets a bit angry as well, because he's like, it's dark, I'm not in yet, it's wet, it's cold, and nobody has given me my dinner yet. Like, he is a bit of a madam. He knows he has to have his dinner on time. He's a bit of a drama queen. Anyway, the yard actually has been pretty quiet without Joey here. He is definitely, yeah, the biggest drama queen on the yard. But back to Casper. Yeah, Casper. So anyway, put the horses in just before it gets dark. And then we have evening stables where we give them some more food, just check up everyone's all right, that kind of thing. They've got enough water, maybe skip out a few poos that they've done, give them a few treats, have some cuddles, make sure they've got warm enough rugs on for the winter and at night. Anyway, when we go for evening checks, when it's dark, turn the lights on. Casper does the exact same thing. It's like, oh, hello, humans. Wait a sec. Just need to empty my bladder, everybody. Just gonna go into the corner. Yep, get that. It's, I don't know why it's just so bizarre. So let me know if you have a horse that every time it sees you also goes, you know what? I think I need a wee. So on that note, I think we're going to leave today's podcast episode there. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. And I just want to say a huge, huge thank you to RedPost for sponsoring the podcast. Again, any Christmas needs, be sure to head over to redpostequestrian.co.uk. But anyway, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you all next time. Bye!